"Yes, sir," Webster replied, thinking to himself, "What kind of man is this?" He decided, "I would rather starve to death as a bum in civilian life than be a private in the army." The Germans had lost Uden and Fechel, but they hardly had given up. On the evening of September 24th, they attacked Hell's Highway from the west, south of Fechel, and managed to drive a salient across it. Once again, the road was cut. It had to be reopened. Although the strategic objective of Market Garden had been lost by now, on September 20th, the Germans had retaken the bridge at Arnhem from Colonel John Frost's battalion of the British 1st Army Airborne, and the division as a whole had been thrown on the defensive, and the Guards Armored Division had been halted on September 22nd, some 5 kilometers south of Arnhem. It was still critical to keep the road open. Tens of thousands of Allied troops were dependent on it totally for their supplies. The units north of Fechel included the U.S. 101st at Uden and the 82nd at Nijmegen, the British 1st Airborne north of the Lower Rhine outside Arnhem, the Guards Armored and the 43rd Wessex Divisions, the Polish Parachute Regiment, and the British 4th Dorset and 2nd Household Cavalry Regiments, all between Nijmegen and Arnhem. If the 101st could not regain control of the road and keep it open, what was already a major defeat would turn into an unmitigated disaster of catastrophic proportions. General Taylor ordered Colonel Sink to eliminate the German salient south of Vechel. At 0030 hours, September 25th, Sink ordered his battalions to prepare to move out. At 0445, the 506th began marching, in a heavy rain, south from Uden toward Fechel. The order of march was 1st Battalion on the right, 3rd Battalion on the left, 2nd Battalion in reserve. At about 0700, the weary men passed through Fechel. At 0830, the 1st and 3rd Battalions began the attack on the salient. Initially, the advance went well, but soon the German artillery and mortar fire thickened. German tanks, brand new Tiger Royals with 88mm guns, dug in along the road, added their own machine gun and shell fire. They were supported by Colonel von der Heydt's 6th Parachute Regiment, Easy's old nemesis at Sainte-Marie-du-Mont and Carentin. The concentration on the narrow front was murderous. About noon, the battalions were forced to halt and dig in. Sink ordered Lieutenant Colonel Strayer to have 2nd Battalion make an end run, a flanking move to the left. It would be supported by British Sherman tanks.